Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell, here with my wonderful husband, Benny. We are grateful and thankful to God to be back with you all this week. Last week, we were away on vacation and didn't do a live show. But we are grateful to be back with you this week, as we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Gregory Saunders II from Bluefield, West Virginia. Greg, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. Greg is here because of an encounter that my husband had with this young man. And I'll let him share a little bit about that. And then we'll start dialoguing with Greg. He has a tremendous story. And we entitled this conversation, Choices Determine Your Destiny. And Greg has made some choices that may seem fundamental to some. Some may see to be extreme. But because of his faith and the choices that he's made, phenomenal. He is a marketplace leader in this region. And we're just grateful to have met Greg and experienced the love of God that exudes from him. But babe, share a little bit about how you met Greg and what stuck out to you that made this day happen. Amen.
Well, I met him on my job. He was there having his vehicle serviced or something of that sort at Ramey Chevrolet in Princeton. And we immediately just conversed with each other, and he shared such a profound story about his life to God. And because I am a kingdom ambassador and working towards help building the kingdom, he shared with me some things that a marketplace leader in present day time. It was just wonderful to be able to speak with him about kingdom principles, being a man of God, and the faith that he had and what he's overcome. So I wanted to get him on this show. I couldn't. I called my wife immediately and said, hey, the Empowerment Place is a place where we always say, when you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. And this young man has a empowering story, one of the best that I've been able to come in contact with here in West Virginia.
Amen, amen. If you all have looked at the link for the show, you'll see Greg's bio, and you see that Greg was afflicted by a syndrome that is rare, but he overcame. So, Greg, again, thank you so much for being with us. Share a little bit, and I know that there's history to this, but we'll just want to pick up where you found out about the disease and how it affected your life and some of the statistics behind it, and then share with our listening audience what God did.
Okay. It was definitely a surprise, I would say. I went to sleep that night. I was perfectly fine, no problems at all. And then I woke up, and as I stepped out of the bed, I felt weak. And I said, well, that's weird. And I went to work and everything else, and I'm at work, and I barely can lift a twin-size mattress. I'm struggling. I'm saying, well, something's got to be wrong. So I went to the hospital, and they said, no, everything looks good. We're not sure exactly what's going on. And I left. And that following day, I was so weak I barely could get out of the bed. And, I literally had to crawl just to get to my car to go somewhere else and get checked. And I went to another hospital, and they said, no, we don't see anything wrong. We're not sure. And it just, I mean, it was just crazy how it just hit all of a sudden. And my friend knew a doctor. Her name is Kim Matzell at Bluefield Internal Medicine. And she actually ended up having an opening. She said, yeah, bring him in today. So with their help, they took me there. And, you know, I'm barely walking, you know, and everything else. And she did a couple tests, and she said, you need to go to Wake Forest, like, immediately. She said, I'm almost sure I think you might have Guillain-Barré. And me personally, I have no clue what that was. So getting down there, and they actually have to do a spinal tap to actually diagnose it. And she tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to do the spinal tap, and I'm just running out of energy and everything else, and I just said, I said, Lord, please let her find it this time. And I mean she right then and there she found it and everything else. So me looking up Guillain-Barré, it is an autoimmune disease, or where your nervous system is attacked by your antibodies, or your body attacks your nerves. It's like almost like it's hard to explain, but it shuts down your nervous system. And most cases, you have to be in an induced coma, and for a year, relearn how to pretty much do everything. I'm down there, and by that first day, I just fell on the floor. I couldn't get up. It was almost like I was glued to the floor. And I'm very emotional about, you know, I just took over this business. How am I going to be in a coma for a year, possibly, and just distraught. And they're trying to prepare me and tell me everything that's going to happen. And they started giving me treatments and everything else. And something that was just unbelievable, it had to be God himself, is instead of it being a year, it was 4 or 5 days, and I started to recover. Relearning how to walk and everything else. And I was in the hospital for 9, maybe 10 days. And they said that, you know, for my age, it's really rare that I had a mild version of it. And I mean that couldn't be no one but the Lord. God, you know, looking over me and just, you know, blessing me.
Yes. Yes.
It was.
You know.
It was.
When your mom was sharing, your you know, a part of your story with me, I said to myself, Lord, I can't imagine the overwhelming excitement, the overwhelming, just everything to know that here you are, a young man who was doing well physically, emotionally, about to step into new dimensions in the marketplace, and days you're affected by a disease that maybe hits 1 in 100,000 people in America, and being told, you know, we're going to have to put you to sleep for your body to regenerate and come back to life, but in a matter of 9 days. In a matter of 9 days, your mom said you were healed. I went to the truck after our transactions, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because I listen to people who have light afflictions, who have diagnosis, who have laid claim to what the doctor has stated concerning them and their life and their health. And it's nothing close to what you've experienced. And to see God's hand move in your life that way, it should be an encouragement for everyone listening now and for those who may listen later. If you can believe on the word of the Lord, when the word tells us that by his stripes we were healed, to know that from the foundation of the world, Greg, God knew that this day would happen, and he knew what the plan was for your life, and he knew that this disease that attached your body was just going to serve as a light affliction and a testimony to God's power working in your life. I love it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It blesses me. It blesses me to hear this. It blesses me to know, not that I don't know, to hear the testimonies of individuals who have been divinely healed. I walk in healing. Doctors say things about my body that I don't claim. I am divinely healed. I walk in that every day, but nothing that a doctor has said to me compares to what you have experienced. So, again, we just bless God. We bless God. We bless God. Yes. You can go ahead. Amen. I get excited. I get excited. Amen.
It's emotional to this day to just talk about what he's capable of. I mean, even the doctors were shocked. You know, they very seldomly, well, they really haven't seen it really that much either. So that experience for them was like, wow. And it's nobody but the Lord that shocked everyone. You know, from history of the knowledge of Guillain-Barré, it was a wow factor for the doctors. It was a wow factor for everyone that knew me. It was a wow factor for me, just because nobody can do the work that he does. And I felt blessed that he chose, you know, he chose to show his power and his love and his grace through me. And it's just touching.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, amen. 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 Whew. Amen. 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 So those 9 days that you were in that hospital, and at the end of those 9 days, you were healed. What transpired in your life after? Because I know that this had to have a profound effect on everything concerning your life. How did you move forward from this miracle?
Pretty much move forward with just a total different outlook on just life itself. When you experience something that is traumatizing to that effect, then it really makes you look at things so much differently, and how no day is what's the word I'm looking for? There's no day that you know what's going to happen.
Is that
just as much as
yeah.
Yes, it's not. So by experiencing this, it gave me a different outlook on just, I want to try to share my blessing of just life and understanding and everyone with everyone I meet. So, you know, moving forward, I continue to want to help others as much as I can. Don't take life and all the blessings that he gives for granted. Through kindness and love and sharing and everything else, we can move mountains, and we can inspire everyone to just really give their all and be a person or show the love that he shows us.
Amen.
Amen. Greg, I remember, if I remember correctly, it's been a while that, you know, I had first met you. In fact, I think I had just started to work. But in any event, I believe you shared with me that you worked for a power company and then you took over this business when that happened.
Yes. I originally was going to MT Tech getting my electrician's license, and then from there I decided to take line school where they actually train you to be a lineman. And I had an offer from AEP, but at the same time the owner of the furniture store, he said that he was retiring and asked me, you know, would I be interested in taking over the store? And I wasn't sure exactly which way to go. And I prayed on. I said, well, just show me where I need to be. And I honestly just felt like, you know, I have children. And being a lineman, it takes really everything away from family. You miss holidays. You're out there in the worst weather. And it's unforgiving. And at any time, anything can happen. And I felt like, you know, that my calling was to take over the furniture store, which I love being interactive with people, and so I just felt like that was what I needed to do. And literally a couple months right after taking over, that's when I just woke up and was hit with that diagnosis that, hey, you might be in the coma for a year. And, you know, I'm sitting here and the first thing that comes to my mind is like, Lord, I just took this business over. I can't be gone for a year. And without a doubt, he already knew what the plan was. I mean, he said, listen, I brought you this far not to see you fail. I want to see you succeed. I want to live. I want you to live. I want to just show you what I'm capable of if you let me.
Yes. Amen. Now, how many stores did you have at that time when you first started?
Just the one.
And how many do you have today?
I have a second. I have two now. July, which is wild. I had a customer. His name is Mr. Butch Crum. Came into my store, and me and him just connected. And he invited me down to his house. He said, hey, Greg, you know, I mean, he treated me like he knew me his whole life. And he said, Greg, I love to see you have a store in Beckley. I said, yes, sir. I wouldn't mind that either, you know. And I just, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Well, next thing I know, he sends me multiple locations that he took his time out to go check out and everything else. And I said, well, who does that, you know? And it was amazing that this customer took his time and energy and everything to seek locations and everything else. And he said, he gave me a call. He said, Greg, how would you feel about being in the mall? I said, oh, well, I never really thought about it, but, yeah. And I went and talked to the mall manager and everything else, and she said, Greg, it's something about you. She said, when I seen you on TV and your commercials and everything else, it was just something about you that just, I said, you, I really like this gentleman. I love his energy and everything else. I would love to have you in our mall. And, you know, starting another business out, you know, it's tough, it's scary, the way every single thing just played out, from him searching to her just really wanting me to be in the mall, and everything as far as vendors and everyone that came together also to make it all happen, it was almost like it was laid before me on a silver platter. Once again, God's work. I mean, when things are that apparent and things are laid out that smoothly, it was almost like a sign, like, this is what I want you to do.
Well, my, in your bio, your mom put this in: excellence is never an accident. It is always a result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It presents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny, and that's from Aristotle. As I listen to you and how God, because of your obedience and because of the choices that you made after seeking God, even from leaving the power company to saying yes to, I'll make this investment, I'll be an entrepreneur, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Understanding that as you go forth now, you know, it's more than, hey, it's just Greg Saunders, but hey, it's Greg Saunders, and I've got a story to tell. I have a testimony about what God will do for you and through you when you trust him and choose according to what the Spirit reveals. And you're so right, Greg, that when we are in alignment with God's plan for our lives, he can set the path so very clearly for us to the extent that we don't even have to make a choice. All we have to do is obey what's been laid out before us. And our obedience to God's plan, God will give us favor with men. Like you said, that gentleman went out and did legwork for you. People will do that. When you're in God's plan, he will have people doing things for you to make the plan come about even easier, to allow you to focus on things that need your attention in that moment. We've got several listeners on the line on tonight, and I pray that you all are hearing this, not just hearing this with your natural ear, but also hearing what the Spirit of God is saying through this young man about his testimony, about his willingness to obey what the Lord spoke to him concerning the business. You'll understand that here he was, new as a business owner. He's a self-taught entrepreneur that started with one store, who now has two stores and doing very well, a leader in the industry in this region. But it came about because of his obedience. Wow. I have to ask this question to Greg, because I think it really, it's a turning point for many people. If you have to look at your circle of influence, what type of people are you surrounded by? Because I think that sometimes people don't understand the magnitude of being personable, the magnitude of what proper relationships will do and aid us in fulfilling destiny.
I'm surrounded by people that have that ambition and that overall outlook on that you can really accomplish anything if you put your mind to it. And not only that, but when you are surrounded by people that lift you up as much as you lift them, then you tend to always want to be in that zone to where we watch each other grow. We build on each other. We care for one another. I mean, every chance that I get to not only surround myself with positive people and everything else, I want to. I love to meet new people, and I love to not only meet new people, but at the same time be an influence in life to a certain extent that, you can accomplish anything as long as you stick to it and you really push forward.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Again, as I stated, we have several callers on the line, listeners that have dialed in. If you have a question or a comment that you'd like to ask Greg, please press 1. We'll bring you live. Amen. 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 Wow. I just say wow, and, you know, I'm not usually short for words, Greg. Just being in the midst of this conversation with you, I just have this overwhelming presence. And I was sharing with Benny as you were speaking that for those who have dialed in that are listening now, to those who may be listening by the internet, for those who may listen to the download at a later time, this is the type of atmosphere that's conducive to healing. Somebody that's listening now, and you are in a place where you're not sure of the direction that you're to take. Maybe you've gotten a diagnosis from a doctor. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, we're hearing the testimony of a young man whose life was forever changed. I met Greg's mom, and you know, she and I talked a little bit, and I'm looking forward, Greg, to the opportunity to come back and just sit down and have coffee with your mom when she's not so busy, because I think that we could have a great time and conversation. We just really hit it all. She's a wonderful woman. But, you know, just hearing her and knowing that she has a passion to pray. So you all have got to know that while Greg was going through this, as he said, he's surrounded by positive people. He wasn't surrounded by people who were going, oh, woe is me. Oh, what are we going to do? His mother got into action. Her posture was prayer. Her posture was communication with God. And it was like, God, I'm not going to talk to you because I know what your word says, but I'm going to listen and I'm going to take the instruction that you give me. God, I'm not going to be babbling. I trust you. So, God, tell me what it is that I need to do for my son. What is it that my son needs to do? God, what do we need to do in this situation? And so as much as this has impacted Greg's life, but it has touched those who are connected to him. And so for those who are listening, maybe you're facing some situations, and maybe you have some decisions to make about your life or someone that's close to you. Understand that our choice and how we get to the place of destiny are not just for us, but they are for the people that are connected to us. Our slogan with the Empowerment Place, Greg, and you surmised it, our slogan here is that once you've been empowered, that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. And that's what you shared in your testimony, that you desire to be an impact and to be a change agent in the lives of those individuals that you come across on a day-to-day basis, sharing with them that there's nothing impossible with God, that if we keep our faith in him, if we do that which he's spoken according to his will, plan, and purpose for our lives, we are able to overcome. We're able to overcome. Wow. Oh, God. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So with all of this, Greg, in your conversations with individuals, I know you may share with them about having tenacity, not giving up, you know, having faith and being focused and always pushing forward. But outside of the mantra that you have from Aristotle, what are Greg's words to our listening audience that will empower them? Now,
me personally, I feel that we only limit ourselves to a certain extent, and really, you can do anything if you put your mind to it and you put the effort forward. But at the same time, the only thing that holds us back is ourselves. And through, you know, I mean, whenever you come in a troubling time or any time that you have a decision to where you don't know which way to go or think that something's too tough or it just won't work or I can't do this or I can't do that, really just believe is the main thing. Believe and try, you know. Just have faith in yourself. Have faith in the Lord. Have faith in just that you can do really anything that you really put your mind to.
We do. We have so much within us that God has placed on the inside of us, and often you're right, we do limit ourselves. We've allowed the words of other people to limit us. When we don't believe in ourselves, generally our outcome is minimal. We're not a mover or a shaker because we're afraid to move and we're afraid to shake. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can do all that God has placed you here on the earth to do. Son, you stood up. You got something to say. Amen. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just want, you know, that we just got to remember that God is a healer. And I'd like to share this. I just recently had surgery.
Yes, you did.
And
surgery from the doctor when we went to the shop.
I was not sure, you know, I started to sort of doubt the place that I was going to be going to have the surgery. But here's what God did, and this is how good he is. He sent a nurse in, and he introduced himself to me. And he told me his name was Paul.
Yeah.
And so you know what I called him?
Apostle
Paul. That was God's way of telling me, you're going to be fine. I've sent Paul, and I tell you, so we got to have faith and know that God is a healer, and it's amazing. When I first met you, Greg, that day, I just wanted to run around and tell everybody about this healing that had taken place. I didn't witness it, but I was talking to a witness,
amen.
And that is amazing. In my, you know, I don't have to see it for me to believe it. I know it happened, and I know that the story that you told me was not just a story; it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And wow,
impactful.
And it impacted me in a way that you will never understand, in a great way. But in the marketplace is where we had this conversation, not even in the four walls of a church, but in the marketplace. And that's what's so amazing, that we could even talk about this in the marketplace and still conduct our business.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. So, wow. Okay, and Greg, thank you. For our listening audience, if you don't know Greg Saunders, he is the owner of Friday Furniture and Mattress LLC. He has, as he shared, a location in Beckley. He also has one in Bluefield, West Virginia. I'm going to tell you all, you need furniture, you need a mattress, go check him out. Amen. Greg says you won't find a place that'll be this price. Isn't that what you said, Greg?
I live by that. I tell everyone, I say, listen, I'll beat any competition.
Amen.
One thing that I really wanted to do as a business owner here in Bluefield and in Beckley is We have big box retailers all day long. We do. And you know, they have set prices and everything else. But what I wanted to do was be able to offer the service and everything to customers, but without them having to basically spend an arm and a leg to do so, you know. And through having the store, I've been able to not only beat everyone's prices as far as, you know, giving everyone the best deal, but at the same time, it's given me an opportunity to help those that aren't as fortunate to have the money to just go buy this and everything else. So it gave me an opportunity to help those who need it, as far as trying to donate things or you know, some, I mean, and a lot of times you have people that just don't have much, and they come to the store, and I had a lady, she came to the store, she said she lost everything in the fire, and it was there anything that I could possibly do, and you know, that's the opportunity to really just extend a blessing, as far as I've been blessed to be where I am right now. And therefore, I can share that blessing or pass it forward by helping others as much as I possibly can.
Amen. 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 God, thank you. Thank you. We are grateful, Greg, I'm grateful to my husband for his meeting you and then allowing me to meet you as well. And your mom and dad. I am grateful. I am grateful to know you and to see God working through you and your business in this region. And wow, wow. And wow, the horizon awaits you, my brother. I just say the horizon awaits you. The horizon awaits you. Awaits you. Hey, do you have any closing comments? Pray that this conversation tonight has empowered you. I pray that as you are making choices in the next day, weeks, months, or years, you understand that your choices will determine your destiny, that we have to be willing to align our plan with God's plan for our lives. We have to be obedient. And when we are, we can experience miracles and blessings the same way that Greg has done. We can. God will work through us and for us just as he's done for this brother. So, Greg, again, we say thank you so much for joining us tonight. If the Empowerment Place can ever aid you in any of your, please don't hesitate to let us know. And we will be there to aid you in anything that we can in the coming days, weeks, and months. Amen?
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Listeners, we ask that you join us again next week. Our conversation next week will be behind kingdom conversations. And I think, is next week Super Bowl Sunday? Is that what it is?
It is.
And maybe,
it is.
Super Bowl Sunday next Sunday?
It is.
While some people are watching the Super Bowl, just listen, and you can get back to the game. But you'll want to be a part of this conversation. We're going to talk about our ability to communicate with God effectively such that we're not babbling, but we are actually having impactful conversation that will bring about results. Also want to invite those that are listening that are in the Mechanicsville, Maryland area. Tickets are now available for Hear Me Roar Maryland. You can go to eventbrite.com and look it up, Hear Me Roar Maryland. Tickets are $20. The event will be held at Life Changing Healing Church in Mechanicsville, Maryland on February 23rd. And always we encourage you, do something every day to empower yourself, but after you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Remember, my brothers and my sisters, you are the key to your own empowerment. We love you so much. God loves you most. We say be empowered. Until next week, good night.
Good night.